Hey there, welcome to the Real Barman Podcast. This episode first aired as a video on my YouTube channel. As always, any links mentioned in the episode will be listed in the show notes. Enjoy. If your restaurant shows up like this in Google and Yelp reviews, you need to drop whatever you're doing and fix your online presence because everyone is looking online before they go out to eat. And if you have low ratings, you are missing out on hundreds and even thousands of customers who will not come to your restaurant based on those reviews. Okay, so let's fix it. Hi-de-ho, Dave Allred, the Real Barman here from barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com. Did you know that 88% of people go online to look where they're going to eat before going out? More than any other industry. And did you know that 94% of those people choose the restaurant they are going to eat based on the online reviews and ratings? Well, of course you did, because you're a smart little general, aren't you? Okay, the fact is, if you're under 4 stars in online ratings, you're in trouble. Okay, there's simply way too much competition out there. When people are scrolling through Yelp, this is what they see. All of these mid to high 4-star reviews. That's your competition. So why would they choose your 3.8-star restaurant? They wouldn't. They won't. And yes, I know that Yelp sucks as a company. I know they're corrupt and that all of us hate them because they're of their bullying tactics and they do just whatever they can to do to get you to rank your restaurant. But complaining ain't going to get the cow milked, as the saying goes. Now, that's not a saying. I just made that up. But the point is, you can either fight and resist and whine about corporate greed and evil empires like Yelp, or you can find a way to be better and actually beat the system by getting better reviews and improving your reputation. Because here's the issue. Like back in the day, we had food critics who would come and review the restaurant. That's how people got their information about a restaurant, right? They'd come in and everyone would kiss their ass and run around like mice on crack to make sure that the critic had the perfect experience. And then the critic would be like, the contrived richness of the bacon-wrapped scallop attempts to compensate for the dish's utter lack of sophistication and finesse, or whatever, right? And they held this power over the restaurant, okay? Now, not so much. I mean, there are still food critics, but the critics are now us, right? And anyone with a beef about anything at all can jump on Yelp or Google or TripAdvisor and blast the business for any reason at all. And it happens all the time. Right, because one, people love the power that comes with having a voice online, and two, a lot of people in general are unhappy and bitter at life, and they're looking for something to be pissed about, and they're looking for someone to get revenge on because they want everyone else to be as miserable as they are, which is extremely dangerous for you. Okay, this is why your goal should be to pretend that every person who comes into your restaurant is a critic and you're trying to impress them, which is hard, I think, for servers because it's an ego thing. Okay, they're there to serve, which makes them feel like servants because people are ordering them around, some of them very rudely, and it gets to them. Okay, I get it. And it makes them grumpy and they start complaining. We all know that servers and bartenders are the biggest complainer in any industry. I was there for years. And the level of service drops and then the bad reviews start. Okay, so let's jump into this. And really quick, if you have not claimed your Google My Business listing yet, you're a bad restaurant owner who should have your paper cuts administered to your eyelids. Okay, I'm just kidding. But if you haven't claimed your restaurant on Google, then you need to do so now. I mean, Yelp is huge, and they used to dominate the first listing on Google every time you search for, you know, restaurants near me. But now Google listings are the first ones that pop up, which makes sense since it's their search engine. All right, so you can see here, if I type in restaurants near me, these are all the Google listings, and TripAdvisor is actually number 2 here, and Yelp is number 3. And for reasons I'm unaware of, ratings on Yelp are almost always lower than they are on Google. For instance, Eureka here on Yelp gets 3.8 stars, and Google, it gets 4.3. Yard House on Yelp gets 3.7, and on Google, it also gets 4.3. Lazy Dog, 3.7 stars on Yelp, and once again, 4.3 stars on Google. You get the point. I'm not sure why people are angrier and more resentful on Yelp than they are on Google, but if you see that you have 4.3 stars on Google, you know, don't get all full of yourself, because on Yelp, you could have 3.5 stars. So make sure to research yourself and see how you're showing up on all of these rating sites. In the meantime, how do we make it better? How do we turn that 3.8 into 4.5 stars or better? All right, well, step one is obvious because I already mentioned it, and it's the most important thing I'm going to say in this entire video, which is learn to be better. It's that simple, because if your customer service sucks and your food is mediocre, those reviews aren't going to magically go up. By simply being better, you'll get better reviews. Yeah, that means you need to be better at managing and training and creating a culture for your employees where they want to work. Okay, if they don't like working there and they are disgruntled, that's going to lead to bad reviews. Okay, there's nothing magical about good service. It's in the training and in the culture. All right, that's where it stems from. Step two is use the reviews like feedback. And if you aren't doing this already, I'm going to come through the screen and choke you out because these are like feedback cards left right in your lap that you can use to improve your customer service and your food. Okay, you can justify complaints and bad reviews all you want, but if you don't use the feedback to fix the problem, then don't bitch and moan when you keep getting the same bad reviews about the same things over and over again. These reviews are a gift. Right? Use them to improve what's going wrong and also use the good reviews to confirm what you're doing right. Okay, your guests are telling you what is right and wrong with your business. It is a combination to the safe that holds all the secrets to your restaurant success right there for you. Use it. Okay, step three, ask your guests to leave a review. And studies show that 70% of people will leave a review if asked. That's really high, and that's really easy to get good reviews. Okay, when you ask them to leave a review, almost never will they get on there and leave a bad review. Nobody's like, hey, sure, no problem, I'd love to leave you a review. And then they get on their phones and they're like, oh, this manager, he's a real asshole. That never happens. They do it to help you out because you've been friendly to them. You know, it's the law of reciprocity. Okay, step four, respond to reviews immediately. Now, this is really important. And when you do, make sure to be genuine, be empathetic, and invite them to come back and give you another try. Okay, take responsibility if you're wrong. And if you're not, like if they're just crazy, you still must be empathetic and try to make them happy because it's not just them you're writing a response to, it's everyone online reading your response. Okay, it's the entire world. And if you come off arrogant or unapologetic or annoyed, all those people are going to see it and they're going to side with the reviewer. But if you're empathetic, people also be reading that and they will appreciate that there's two sides to every story and they might determine that the person leaving the review might just be a bitter Betty who likes to complain because there's a lot of people out there like that. Okay, responses allow people to see that you are real people, not just a business. And when the reviewer receives a warm, genuine response from you, they will often take their bad review down or at least update it with a better one. Okay, which brings us to step five. Post your positive reviews on your website. Okay, testimonials are extremely powerful. They have been for years, they still are. And online reviews are actual people giving a testimonial. Okay, people know that they aren't made up testimonials because it's directly from a social review platform. And 80% of people said that they trust an online review as much as a personal recommendation from a friend. Okay, that's a spicy meatball. All right, meaning that's some powerful shit. Okay, got it? Okay, now if you're one of those restaurants that has sub 4-star review and you feel like your restaurant's like really sucking right now, check out this video on the 7 reasons your restaurant sucks and how to fix it. Okay, thanks for hanging out with me today. I do appreciate it. I'm going to see you next time. I'm out. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would be very grateful to have your positive rating and review at the same location you downloaded it. If you have any questions or comments, connect with me at my YouTube channel, Dave Allred, The Real Barman, or on one of my websites, barpatrol.net for inventory management, orderpatrol.net for mobile ordering, or my main site, therealbarman.com. Thanks for being here. I will see you next time.